Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, Quality Living. This is Dr. Ken Gray, your holistic physician. Thank you for joining us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard on 88.9 FM, WQCS, National Public Radio. We have a wonderful show for you, as always, today. We have guests from all around the world join us, and today our guest is the president of an international organization company that he founded called Eastern Vibration, and involves, as the word says, vibration and music and healing through all of these different ancient styles of vibration and creating sound. One of the things he told me off air was a lot of the way he views this healing of sound is massaging every cell of the body. That really vibrated with me. That made a lot of sense. So today I'm excited to share with you this other aspect of healing that I think we should all incorporate into our lives. You know, it reminds me of how people would gather, especially the wealthy, the aristocrats, around instruments being played for them. And that was a sign of prosperity and wealth and health, was to sit with these wonderful live instruments being played. And I think today that still happens, but it sometimes gets lost as to how wonderful this can be for us to experience, and how those instruments being played massage us internally, enhance us, and enhance our lives. So today we're going to talk about sound and Eastern Vibration with Mr. Jamal Hayes, the president. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
So we're sitting here with just a plethora of amazing instruments that are all handmade, you said, most of them from...
With love. Handmade with love.
Yes, with love. And most of them from?
Nepal.
Okay. Tell us about how you got involved with this, because you, sitting before me, you're a fairly young man. You obviously have created something significant here with your company. You've done a lot to help with facilitating healing, which is how we found each other. And I'm looking at these amazing works of art that are used for healing. What are they made of?
They are made of a bronze alloy, but it's not just any bronze. It's a seven metal alloy. Uh-huh. And each metal corresponds for the seven celestial bodies visible with the naked eye. That would be from the sun out to Saturn.
Where do they find these metals? All local in Nepal? This is an ancient art form of how they, this metal making?
Oh yeah, this is passed down through generations.
Huh. And the etching on them, these are all, are these words or?
Yes, you can see this is Sanskrit-based writing. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry, this is Tibetan actually.
Okay.
This one's Tibetan, and on the other side you can see these rings.
Yeah.
These are actually mandalas.
Okay.
And these were, the art is done by mandala and tanka artists.
So someone listening can, or anyone listening can look up Tibetan writings and see examples of how beautiful it looks. I think there is something to be said about not only the writing, but the etching, and also some people get them as tattoos, as a spiritual, for spiritual meaning, correct?
That's correct. This one is actually very common, but you might not recognize it because the Tibetan script, but it says Om, and
okay,
in full it's the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum.
And what does that mean?
That symbolizes the six realms of Buddhism,
mm-hmm,
and the journey through life.
Okay. And I know Om is something that I've heard in many yoga session as part of what we would say to connect us vibrationally with, I guess, all living things.
That's correct.
Okay. So by etching this, it's also making this object more powerful, I guess, for the vibrations that will go through it?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot more. It makes the intention that more powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's the beginning of any vibration. That's the starting ripple, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Mm-hmm. When you use these, give us a picture of your center or one of your centers. How does it work? Someone comes in.
Yes, we actually teach in spas around the world and wellness centers around the world.
Okay.
I just came back from Arizona, mm-hmm. and we taught a team of massage therapists there. So typically, after organizing the treatment, of course,
yeah.
they'd come in and lay on a massage table. Or sometimes you can do it on the floor, but it's up to preference, and we find the table a lot more accessible, and that's our goal here.
Yeah.
And we work with a lot of older people as well, and people who aren't as mobile. So they would lay down and close their eyes. It's a fully clothed treatment, so you can wear pajamas, ideally the most comfortable thing. A typical Indian garb would be the kurta pajamas. Mm-hmm. Or you can also wear the Thai pajamas as though they wear in a Thai massage.
Mm-hmm.
And singing bowls are placed on and around the body throughout the treatment, and the sounds of the bowls will relax your mind. Your brain automatically slows down, tunes down, mm-hmm. and activates the parasympathetic nervous system and a lot of the healing responses of the body.
Mm. The idea that someone would use this for healing would come from what? Is it more of a emotional or psychological use, or would you even say past that to physical?
It's
pain.
It's definitely both. In my experience, we found a lot of people have found a lot of relief with pain and inflammation, things like that.
Mm.
Things that just end up causing pain and gas and general stagnancies.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that a little more, but the idea is sound is sound energy is raw energy. It's raw kinetic energy. It's basically the same stuff that moves your car.
Yeah,
and it's very tangible. You want to have a feel?
Yeah, and I love the word that you use, stagnancies. I use that in my practice a lot because all pain and disease, which I say to every patient, is linked to the blockage of energy or life force, however you want to view qi, energy, ki, depending on the language, and blood flow. So qi and blood flow blocked equals pain. If you cut yourself, you've blocked blood and energy from moving, so you get a sharp signal. That's your body's language. If it's you bump yourself, you get a dull pain. That's more energy related. And that can go from the surface to the innermost aspects of our body. So that you're saying that this sound and the use of these sounds for many thousands of years are used to remove the blockage of energy and blood flow on a cellular level makes a lot of sense to me.
Definitely. And I like that you said that's your body's language,
mm-hmm.
because ultimately energy is information.
Right.
And it's all information being conveyed.
Yeah,
telling a message.
It's so true. We moved recently, and we had AT&T come out, and they says, well, we notice you're upgraded, and it says, okay, what does this upgrade mean? Do we get a new tool, a box, or something? It says, well, you're going to be switched over to fiber optics, so it's going to be light. It's going to be faster than a phone signal or electricity, a cable.
Right.
It's going to be fiber optics, which means it's light. I said, oh. Okay, so that's the fastest. Absolutely. Okay. So now we look at this communication, right? And light and vibration. And then we think about the human body and how we're still not applying these simple ideas to health and well-being, that there's an aspect of our body that is light traveling. And when that's blocked, we have pain and disease.
Oh, definitely. And it's very obvious, because if we don't even think about terms of energy in terms of chi and prana,
yeah,
and things that produce energy, like energy fields in our thoughts and our gut and things like that, and the information being conveyed through that, our body's still producing a lot of electricity and things, raw electricity.
All right, so now you have this ancient form that can still harmonize us, still bring us into balance amidst all of the radiation from all the screens and the cell phones and the crazy sounds of industry and industrial natures around us and phone lines and cable and all that. And we can sit here and we can come to Eastern Vibration and hear what? Give us a sampling.
All right. Get that?
I think we can get that. I think I hear loud and clear.
Put your hand right here, or maybe touch the inside right there, and you can feel a little
bit of
vibrations.
It. That's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it again.
And that pulses through your entire body. Have you ever listened to the space sounds by NASA?
Yes.
When you get a few bulls droning, that's what
it sounds just like that.
Yeah.
So, are these tuned to a particular note?
These ones aren't.
Okay.
And you really can't tune bowls. They're all hand
not these bowls.
No, not these ones.
But the quartz you can. Because we have quartz
That's
singing
correct.
Bowls courtesy of one of my colleagues who has had them and has used them in his practice for many years, Dr. Mark Oki. And he, these three bowls have different notes. And what I've learned over the years, obviously through, like I said, yoga studios where I've laid and felt the bowl being played at one end and the vibration being felt all the way to the top of my, like as if it was being played in my head. It was really tremendous. Is that each of these quartz singing bowls are tuned to a certain note which corresponds to an area of the body. And they would call these areas of the body chakras. And interestingly enough, chakras also seem to be where there's a lot of nerve bundles. And lymph tent, you know, lymph gathering and areas where there's just a lot of circulation and information of the body, right?
And chakras also, each one corresponds to a major gland.
Right, right.
If you look at the placements, you know, the pituitary, the pineal, the thyroid, the
thymus, yes.
The adrenals, the gonads.
So it makes a lot of sense that they would tune and that we would have, obviously, the bigger the bowl, I guess the lower the chakra, the smaller the bowl, the higher chakra,
right.
And the higher the note. Okay.
You can even imagine the ring as the top of the bowl as the wavelength. So the bigger the bowl, you have a larger, longer wavelength. That's where the bowl, that's where the vibration's traveling along the edge of the bowl.
What a beautiful contribution to medicine. Now, you have some other instruments besides the bowls, and I do want to come back to the bowls, but what is that? It looks like two cymbals with a piece of leather tied to each of them. Two mini cymbals, as you would see in a drum set.
A lot of people confuse them for typical cymbals and try and play them like that. I'm not going to disturb you with that sound at the moment. These are called tingsha bells. And they're made of the same metal as the singing bowls. And they have this one, they have different designs. Sometimes they do dragons. Sometimes they'll do the Om Mani Padme Hum mantras. This one has the what's called the Ashtamangala. And that means the eight auspicious symbols. You have the infinite knot, the conch shell, the parasol, the umbrella, the two fish, that's a very commonly used one, the lotus flower, the urn, and the wheel of Dharma, and the prayer wheel.
And auspicious generally as a term is thought to mean lucky or blessed or
It's kind
good,
of,
good
it's
fortune.
Right, it's kind of a mix of both of those things. Auspicious is in more of blessed.
Okay.
Yeah, blessed to be well.
So an urn might be symbolizing, obviously, not the dead, but the next life.
Right, death is...
The passing from one life to another kind of thing.
Right, yeah. It makes room for the new.
Right.
Each end is a new beginning.
And the two fish, is it the two fish sort of chasing each other, or like a yin and yang? Or
these two are actually facing the same direction.
Oh.
And similar to the Christian fish, where that comes from is... actual, when you depict in a vibration, is when you have two waves overlapping, two waves that would be out of phase, or like a coax signal, and that would be an electromagnetic wave if you ever see how that travels.
Okay.
And that's, and all energy travels in similar patterns, so that's the same. That's the same pattern you see going from the root chakra to the crown and beyond.
So this reiterates that even before you play any of these amazing healing instruments, there's already so much healing on them that goes into them, so much love, and you can, and so much information.
That's right.
So now we get to hear what this love sounds like. I love that. That automatically brings you into the moment.
Exactly. It's very alerting, refreshing.
I want to get one of those for when it's dinner time. The kids will come running, they'll know.
The kids love it, and we find that children with learning disabilities, and even things like cerebral palsy, when they coordinate the sound with the movement, it's very easy for them to learn the movement and coordination with their hands. Whereas they would struggle with similar movements before, when they pick up one of these instruments, they can kind of put two and two together.
So not only does the sound act as a cue for them, but it just helps them to harmonize and work mentally with
it's a lot more than a cue, because these sounds, they're stimulating different areas of the brain as well.
Oh, okay.
And so they activate regions that might not have otherwise been working as much.
And then you actually have something that looks like a wind chime.
Yes, this is a wind chime.
And now everything that we've heard so far, this is all from Nepal.
That's correct.
This wind chime, however, you were telling me is not.
That's correct.
Where is the wind chime from?
This is called a Koshi chime, and it's from France.
And one would hang this where, or play this, or how does it work?
You can hang it as a regular wind chime. We use it in our therapies towards the end.
Okay.
Just before, we'd use the tincture bell, actually, and kind of gently wake them up, bring them back to their senses if they've been desensitized, maybe if they fell asleep.
So it's awakening, yet it's relaxing. I love it. I want one outside of my window, my bedroom window.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. Some people say they sound like fairies, or my mom actually says that's how she would imagine butterflies would sound if you could hear them.
The Eastern Vibration company, school,
yes. We're a spa. Company. We're a company.
You're all of the above.
We focus on education. We have our two focuses. That's basically distributing these tools and getting them around the world. So we import these things from Nepal, and like I said, everything from beginning to end, it's the starting intention till to the time we do the therapy is important. So it's important that, you know, we work directly with the people, and we know the conditions they're working in, because we've been to some places like in India where they've made bowls, and there have been some questionable conditions. And then the other side of that is that we provide continuing education for health practitioners.
What got you into this?
Into singing bowls and sound therapy?
Yeah.
I was teaching yoga, actually, in New Delhi. Well, take a step back. I first visited Nepal when I was 12 years old. My mom had always wanted to go to India, and we were living in... I'm from Jamaica originally, and we lived in the Caribbean. At this point, we were living in the Bahamas. And my mom has always wanted to go to India, and she was always interested in Ayurvedic medicine and learning about that kind of thing. But then when we landed in Mumbai, in Bombay, in the city, they said, you're going to love South India. It's beautiful. There's beaches and coconut trees and all this great stuff. We're like, wait a second. We live in the Bahamas, and we came halfway across the world to see beaches and coconut trees. So we went the other way, and we went up to the Himalayas. And that's when we first discovered these singing bowls, and everyone would say, you know, they're great for healing and meditation and things like that. And we picked up a few, and she was working in spas at the time, and she brought in a few treatments. And that was before we really knew too much about, she didn't know too much about what she was doing, and I wasn't really too involved either. I was 12 years old, just trying to make it through school. And later in my life, actually when I was 15, we moved to India, as it turns out, and I graduated high school there, and I decided not to go to college right out of high school. I took 2 years and traveled around India. I learned about yoga and Ayurveda, and I taught yoga in India for a couple years. And during that time, I found a great source for singing bowls, and so I'd just get singing bowls. I'd have a few, and I'd just have more and more. I'd export a few bowls to make some money. I started that as a business. And I started using them in my yoga classes, and people tell me I have a great voice for the relaxation, and I actually believe that's the most important part of yoga. And even this therapy, silence is the most important part of sound. Sound itself is stimulation, and at the end of the day we want to bring that down. So the stimulation in this sense helps to bring us into harmonious patterns. So I'd use bowls during my relaxation at the end of my classes, and it would get longer and longer, and I'd end up doing 1 hour sessions, just bowls, and little guided meditation and visualizations. And I'd get these very profound reactions, and people would tell me, people would contact me a week, 2 weeks later, tell me they still feel great, they're still vibrating. People would have certain ailments, and they'd say they feel better. All kinds of things like that, and I thought, okay, there's something going on here. So I did a lot of research, and living in India, had a lot of exposure to yoga and Ayurvedic medicine, and then I ended up going to school for alternative medicine, and I take a lot of the theory of how these work comes from, or the way that we teach it comes from Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic, in addition to just general physics and biophysics.
Mm. I love the progression of it in your life and all that you've seen at such a young age. It's really amazing. Maybe you could take us through a minute or a minute and a half guided meditation with a singing bowl for relaxation, anti-stress, anti-anxiety.
Definitely.
I know we all could use this out there, and I think that would be really helpful for our listeners.
Definitely.
And for those of you just tuning in or have missed a portion of the show, we have Mr. Jamal Hayes is the president of Eastern Vibration, and we've been talking about the ancient healing art of vibration, singing bowls, music, chimes, you name it. So now he's going to take us through a guided meditation for anti-stress, anti-anxiety using these beautiful singing bowls.
Close your eyes, sit back if you're sitting down, relax, lay down if you want to. And focus on your breath. Feel that inhale. Feel the air come in through your nostrils. And feel your lungs as your diaphragm expands, pulls down. And squeeze the air out as your diaphragm pushes up, deflating the lungs like a balloon. Air flowing through your nostrils. Breathe. Feel the flow of air with each breath. The natural rhythm of the breath. Just inhale and exhale at your own pace. Simply observing your own breath as it happens naturally. Natural rise and fall of the abdomen. Let the breath slow down. And as the breath slows down, so does the mind. As the breath slows down, so does the mind. As your breath slows down, so does the mind. And become aware of that rhythm once again, breathing naturally, feeling the flow of air through the nostrils, the movement of the abdomen. As we bring awareness back to the body, the hands, the feet, the arms, the legs, and gently open your eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I feel like I should say amen. It was like a prayer for the body and the mind and the heart and everything. Feel so much better. And I know that if people are listening and they feel they could use more of this, easternvibration.com.
That's correct.
Anything else you want to share with them as far as any events coming up? Or
for any massage therapists, we do have a CEU class available in Tampa coming up in December. Otherwise, we have a study tour coming in Nepal if anyone wants to visit Nepal with us and see firsthand. They can learn about the healing modality, as well as enjoy Nepal, go to a national park, play, do sound therapy with animals, elephants, camels, and enjoy the wonder, go to monasteries and enjoy the wonders of the Himalayas.
When is that?
That's coming up at the end of February.
Okay.
It's February in the first week of March.
Thank you, Mr.
Details
Jamal.
On the website.
Yes, EasternVibration.com. But thank you. I just want to thank you so much for all you do, for taking the time to come here and share this with our listeners, our Maximum Health listeners, supporters. We thank you for keeping us on the air and enjoying us and helping us to achieve maximum health every day. Till next time, this is Dr. Ken Gray, holistic physician. See you next time.